is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Early voting in Minnesota.
First-time voter!
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz's son voted for the first time. The candidate, after voting, commented on former Trump chief of staff John Kelly's New York Times assertion that Trump, while in office, said Adolf Hitler, quote, did some good things.
John Kelly, who I thank for showing the courage to come forward, truly telling the world, those closest to Donald Trump know how dangerous he is. The desire of Donald Trump to wish he had generals like Adolf Hitler had. Mark Milley's, as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talking about he's the most dangerous person that he's ever encountered.
Some 19 million people have already voted. In Georgia, a key battleground, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
We should cross the incredible hallmark of 2 million voters casting their ballots already. This is proof in Georgia it's easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Overseas, two U.S. service members were wounded during an ISIS raid in Iraq. They were flown to Germany for treatment in stable condition. A deadly attack in Turkey has left at least three dead, several others injured.
Shots and at least one explosion outside the headquarters of Turkish Aerospace Industries. Turkey's interior minister has just posted this statement. Unfortunately, we have martyrs and injured people from what he's calling a terrorist attack. No claims of responsibility so far. ISIS, Kurdish separatists, and leftist guerrillas have staged attacks inside Turkey in the past. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Hezbollah confirms Israel killed the man considered to be the group's next leader in an airstrike in Lebanon. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Beirut.
This is what Lebanon's first responders deal with day in and day out. Hussein Fahir, who leads a team of Lebanese government rescue workers, claims they are being deliberately targeted. He was seriously injured in an Israeli strike next to their base. Our vehicles are clearly marked with a global symbol for rescue workers, he told us, but it seems to provide no protection.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is overseas. Austin met with Pope Francis and said there is evidence that North Korean troops are in Russia for likely deployment in Ukraine, calling it a very serious issue. Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year filed a lawsuit challenging the new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms there starting in January. The Dow is down 280. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz held a rally at Racine's Memorial Hall last night, joined by local leaders who all encouraged early voting. Walz came to Racine from the state capitol, where he appeared with former President Obama.
We had a little gathering down in Madison, but I think there's more energy here tonight, so thank you all.
Supporters waited about an hour for Walz to speak, and he emphasized the importance of voting early while praising his running mate Kamala Harris. There was significant turnout among early voters yesterday, so much so it caused a temporary technical issue with the state's election system. Despite the glitches, the Wisconsin Elections Commission assures voters that all ballots were accurately processed. You can find out more about how to vote and where to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. Pleasant Prairie is set to welcome a new 710-unit apartment complex. It'll be built on a little more than 60 acres near the Outlet Mall. Construction is scheduled to begin in the spring and aims for completion by 2028. And Waukesha County's proposed sales tax has been withdrawn. The county executive pulled it before a scheduled vote last night. Discussions are ongoing regarding a similar proposal in Racine County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Gusty northwest winds are whipping up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the mid-50s. As the clouds disappear and we become clear, tonight we crash chilly to lows in the mid-30s. Sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will reach the low 60s before rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
And it's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN. Oh, and to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air here outside of Don Rosen, of course, ever to air here on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. And you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's and
The Rest of the Story. Generalities can be very, very cruel. So frequently, some public misdeed is footnoted, he is from a broken home. Or you'll hear, his parents are divorced. Or some such. However unintentionally, this continuing reference maligns the innocent offspring mercilessly, tends to label him or her indelibly as someone who is, well, likely to fail because he or she came from a broken home. On the other hand, when someone from a broken home overcomes whatever disadvantage that is, who's who is likely to forget to mention the rest of the story. This is about the King family and about a boy child born Leslie Lynch King. Leslie Lynch King Jr., Omaha, June 14, 1913. His father's father had pioneered Wyoming in the 1880s, founded mercantile stores there, banks and freight companies, whole towns, in fact, along the advancing Chicago and Northwestern Railroad. But the baby Leslie never got to know much about that side of his family, nor to share in his heritage, because shortly after he was born, his parents divorced. Leslie's mother soon remarried. To start anew, she gave her baby son the name of her second husband. I said she gave her baby son the name of her second husband. And they moved away from Omaha, and Leslie never heard King mentioned as a family name until one day when he was 17. After high school, he worked as a cook, clerk, anything in a hamburger stand, and one day a man who appeared to be a total stranger strode in and said, "Leslie, I'm your father." Thus abruptly, the lad learned for the first time that he was from a broken home. Mr. King seemed nice. He said he was on his way east to buy a car, would be returning to his lucrative business interests in Wyoming. Didn't his son want to go along and accept his share as rightful heir to the King estate? The boy said no. He must have thought it over. He and his father talked over lunch together. Leslie was poor, and to go with his father to Wyoming would mean wealth. But he chose to stay with the parents who had loved him for 17 years, and with his school where he was on the football team, and with his friends, and with his job selling hamburgers. Now, some years later, Leslie did visit his father out west for 3 days, but then never again. Well, he grew up. His football helped earn him a law degree. After 47 months in the Navy, he came out a lieutenant commander and got married. And the lad who could have had a future on a silver platter, but who elected instead to work his way, one day was named one of the 10 outstanding young men in the United States. Yes, you know him. Oh, yes, you know this Nebraska-born, do-it-yourself success. But like you, he did not recognize his own name that long ago day when his father first called him Leslie, for he had taken his names instead from his mother's second husband. That's right. Leslie Lynch King, the lad who was the product of a broken home, the lad who was product of divorced parents, who started out in life disadvantaged, would you say, became Gerald Ford, the 38th president of the United States. And now you know the rest of the story.
That is what I love about Paul Harvey. I had no idea about that with Gerald Ford. Listen to WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and it's all right. J.J. Jackson.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
The song.
Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. close to you.
Spoke, we listened, and Timeless Hits are back, along with the news here on WRJN. Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain. I still love Bad Blood. That is just a really guilty pleasure. You know, as a young teen, that was the only song I was allowed to swear with. Because It's in the lyrics that was quite something in 1976. Mom would get on me, what did you say? Mom, it's in the lyrics. My mom would hear the songs, but never really hear the songs, actually. Probably could have told her that was in every single song, but a Carpenters song. Karen never swore, not in her songs anyway. I doubt she even did it in real life because she's that awesome. But speaking of which, so I had people that became my fifth caller, and then the fifth caller after that, and then the fifth caller after that because, well, you can't have won anything in the last 30 days. So you know what? That brings an interesting dilemma. I'm going to play another Carpenter song. Darn. All righty. By the way, trivia on the first one. See, I was going to use this after I announced the winner. They Long to Be Close to You was actually sung initially by Richard Chamberlain in the early 60s. What does that mean to you? Who's Richard Chamberlain? He was in Dr. Kildare and the Thornbirds, and the song Bombed for Him was a giant hit for the Carpenters. So, you know what? You have forced my hand to play something even more schmaltzy, even more lovingly than the first song. That's right. A famous wedding song called We've Only Just Begun by the Carpenters. And we're going to do that after one, all right? So I'm going to give you another chance to win after one between 1 and 145. We've Only Just Begun. You're caller 5 then from WRJN, and you will win a Carpenters album from Time and Again. Music and more right there in Sturt Event, right down by the Antique Mall. My buddy Ray. Yeah, they're on Duran Avenue, by the way. Just so you know, your next chance to win is coming up on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and it's topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated delights, including cupcakes, cookies, and don't forget O&H's spooky colored Halloween bread. Slice it and it reveals its brilliant Halloween colors. It's all scary good. So visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturt Event, and Oak Creek.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
But I can't help.
If I can't help falling in love with you, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Yeah!
now, it doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore, and this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
News and Timeless is right here on WRJ and Gary Lewis and the Playboys for our Artist of Record, where you hear the correct song, the correct group, and win the album to that group. Well, everybody that won past hour actually has already won an album. Been the one offered to trade it in for the Carpenters album, but no. So you know what? We got to do the Carpenters again. So this time I'm thinking that maybe it just wasn't loving enough for you newbies who wanted to call in, but thought, oh, everybody's calling in, so I'm not going to do it. Oh, you know what? Now we're going to do, we've only just begun, and we're going to do it between now and 1:45, or did I say, actually, it's going to be one between 1 and 1:45. If that helps, 262-634-WRJN, and my fifth caller will get a Carpenters album from Ray and Time and Again, Music and More. In Sturtevant, your one-stop shopping for all your favorite vinyl needs. And who knows? We need vinyl. We need it. Yeah. So you're going to get a chance to win that. And also every winner this week, including every winner this month, is going to be qualified to win a brand new spanking record player on Friday afternoon. So good luck to you. Right now, we're going to check in with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a classic move often seen at concerts, the main act talked up the city they were in last night in Racine.
We had a little gathering down in Madison, but I think there's more energy here tonight, so thank you all.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz buttered up the crowd as he started his remarks at Historic Memorial Hall. Walz shared the stage with Racine's mayor, a state rep, and the first congressional district candidate, with all speakers urging people to vote early. Walz's closing message talked up his running mate, Kamala Harris.
So here's the deal, folks. We get the chance. We get to make a difference. She says it all the time, and you know it. When we fight, we win.
The campaigning in the area continues tomorrow when second gentleman Doug Emhoff comes to Kenosha. Details about his appearance haven't been released. Plans for a new sales tax in Waukesha County have been pulled back. County Executive Paul Farrow withdrew his proposal before a vote was taken last night. Farrow said he wanted to further discuss the issue with county leaders and the public before moving forward with the 0.5% tax increase. The tax was meant to fill a $5 million budget gap. Racine County leaders are also considering a similar tax and still have votes scheduled on the matter. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Gusty northwest winds are whipping up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the mid-50s. As the clouds disappear and we become clear, tonight we crash chilly to lows in the mid-30s. Sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will reach the low 60s before rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 57.
This is WRJN, the Badger game this Saturday against Penn State. Pregame starts at 4:30. Kickoff with Matt LaPay at 6:30. Follow the Badgers all season right here. Listen live on WRJN. And now it's Jackie Wilson. Ready to clap them hands.
Thank you.
Tennessee is home for local news, and Kenosha's too, for Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. Today's big deal of the day, 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. $20 worth of gift certificates, just 10 bucks. Pretzel dogs, Chicago dogs, custard. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and save. Spencer Davis Group on WRJN. On WRJN. Tell a friend. Hey, tell them we just played the Spencer Davis Group and we're not playing the Blue Brothers version. Although, who knows? Maybe someday when I'm in a really good mood or a really bad mood. That's all these other songs get played. Anyway, hope the boss. This is one of those times you go, you know, this probably is a good thing the boss doesn't listen on a daily basis, as far as I know. Sunday's game this Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Packers starts with a pregame at 10, kickoff at noon. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter online at GabrielPromotes.com and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. If you get the chance, would you thank our sponsors for bringing us live Packer football live on 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up
Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
It's here at WRJN. It's time to get a little bubble gum. I love bubble gum. It's yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya. Ooh, love to kiss ya. Ooh, love, I love it so. Sugar, ooh, love, I won't let you go.
yummy, I got love in my tummy that your love can't satisfy. Love, you're such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and a sweet thing that ain't a lie. I love to hold you, I love to kiss you, oh love, I love it so.
The Ohio Express, little bubblegum for you on a Wednesday afternoon. And WRJN with CBS National News coming up in just a moment. Mike Clemens with sports. Stuart J. Waddles with local news. Here's the Four Tops on WRJN.